voice of Cindy Callett with If You Say Yes. And I have somebody right in front of me. We're going to test his microphone. Dayree, good morning.
Hi.
How are you? There you are. How are you this morning?
Good.
It's very nice to meet you. And how old are you?
11.
And you are here with your big brother. And what's his name?
Mr. Mike.
And before we talk a little bit about Mr. Mike, would you like to say hi to anybody who might be listening? Who else is in your family?
My mom, my little brother, and my mom's friend.
And what's your brother's name?
Shinez.
So what do you like to do when you're together with Mike? Well, I know sometimes you just hang out, I'll bet, don't you?
What did we do last time we hang out together?
Well, let's find out. Well, let's meet Mr. Mike, too. We should bring him into the picture. Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How old are you? No, we don't. You don't have to answer that. I'm just being silly. You can just tell me what grade you're in.
Oh, okay. I'm in 11th grade. No, I'm just kidding.
It's nice to meet you, Mike.
Yeah, nice to be here.
So how long have you two been matched up as a big little pair?
We got matched up, I think, a little over a year ago, maybe April of 2011. Is that right, Sandra? I always look to Sandra to give me the details because I forget.
A year and a half and a couple months.
Year and a half. Okay.
A year and a half. That's a long time. It probably seems like just yesterday, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's gone by quick.
So what made you interested in being a big brother, Mike?
I've been involved with the organization for a couple years. I help out. I'm the president of their Young Professional Outreach Board. And I thought just about a year and a half ago it was time to make the jump and get a little and just get involved more in the organization. And so that's how I got matched up with Dayree.
Excellent. Is it something you would recommend to other people that might? I think sometimes people are timid about becoming a big brother or a big sister because they think it's going to just totally dominate their life. But it's pretty easy to integrate a kid into your life, isn't it?
It's amazing how easy it is. You know, they ask for a two-weekend or two-time-a-month commitment for the first year. And it's you know, 3 to 5 hours each time. And you could do it as a big brother or a big sister. We have couples matches. There's all sorts of different ways to get involved. And it's, you know, the best part about it is we get to do all sorts of fun things like this. Dayree can probably tell you more about the fun things that we've done together, though.
So, Dayree, I want to know if you have ever done anything with Mr. Mike where you just almost couldn't stop laughing. Did you ever have a time when you just almost got the giggles and just couldn't stop?
No, not that much.
Not that much?
Apparently, I'm not that funny.
Mike seems like a fun guy. Well, what have you gone to any sporting events or gone to any special places together?
We went to Monster Mini Golf, the Pirate Game. Penguin Game.
You went to a Penguins game?
Yeah.
Wow. Now, are you a fan of the Pens or the Pirates?
Yes.
Do you have a favorite player?
No.
You don't like Malkin? Malkin's up in Russia now playing.
He is.
Playing for in the KHL for a little bit, I think, right now. So, Dayree, where do you go to school?
The academy.
And what grade are you in?
Sixth grade.
And have you thought about what you might like to be when you get older? A little early to start picking out college majors or...
It's a science career.
Really? What are you doing in science in school now? Are you learning things in science?
Yeah.
Can you tell me what some of the things you're learning about now are?
We're doing a metric system.
So are you learning unit conversions like 2.54 centimeters is an inch, stuff like that?
Yeah. And
I didn't know that. What else? You just told me about all your class schedule this morning, right? What was your favorite class?
Gym.
that's good. It's really nice to meet you. You seem like it's a lot of fun to hang out with. How do you guys keep in touch when you're not together one-on-one?
A lot of times we go through his mom. We either call or text or something to kind of schedule getting together. And we see each other, like I said, fairly frequently, a couple times a month. And we've done all sorts of things. We've taken my dog to the dog park a couple times. Davey likes to join that. But we try to, you know, last time we just went to the IHOP. We got some breakfast.
Oh, excellent. Now, you don't want to be doing that, Davey. It's interesting. You're a scientist. I can tell you're a scientist because you're experimenting with your microphone. if you were, like, when you're a scientist, do you have any, like, do you want to be doing things with biology or chemistry? Have you thought about those kinds of things yet?
I thought about a meteorologist.
Cool. What do meteorologists do exactly? I know a little bit about them.
I forgot what they do, but I looked it up.
Yeah. Well, they study meteors, I think. Now, they have a lot to do with the weather, I think, too.
Something like that.
Sandra, what is it like now at Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh in terms of needs? Are you looking for more kids?
We are actually looking for more Big Brothers. We can always use Big Brothers. Everyone is welcome, of course, Big Sisters also, but there is a need right now for Big Brothers.
So if you have an interest in getting involved, you've heard Mike mention how much of an impact it's been on his life. What do you do for a living, Mike?
I'm a consultant, healthcare IT worker.
Oh, that's got to be a very busy area.
It
now.
Is very now, busy.
I pride myself on knowing jargon and things in most industries. I can't remember. I used to know it was all about, like, groups, like statistical groups of patients. There used to be a term for that, but I can't think of it. Is your world affected by all the changes in healthcare and how you do things?
Absolutely, yeah. I work for one of the major insurance companies here in Pittsburgh, I work with them, and it's greatly affected by all the legislation and everything coming through.
Are you the guy, when I had to get my blood, a blood sample taken the other day, are you the guy that made it possible for me to enter my name and address and everything in a little kiosk and spend about 10 minutes doing it, only so the person behind the desk had to do it all over again? You're not.
I am not that guy.
Okay. I'm glad. Well, it's that's got to be a great career. What community are you from?
I live in Monroeville.
Okay, and do you live out east too, Dayree? Where do you live?
North Braddock.
Oh, see, well, that's not too
it's
far.
Not too far.
You're
yeah.
both east of town. So, Dayree, I brought a pass to go to the Children's Museum, and today is an amazing day to use it if you care to, or you can use it any time that you want. And there's a lot of things for kids your age here, not just for little kids, and especially on a day like today with the Pittsburgh Mini Maker Fair taking place. Just so many different things to do. Is there anything else you'd like to say, Dayree? It's been really nice to have you here.
Dayree, you want to say anything else?
You sure?
No.
Do you like math?
No.
I saw you counting
yeah.
there for a minute. Yeah, I thought you might like math.
Like algebra.
Do you? So like 8x equals 16, do you know what x is? 8x equals 16. Ah, you can do it. 8.
2.
That's right. 8 times 2 is 16.
You got it.
I love algebra. I've liked it a lot. Well, thank you for being here today. It's really nice to meet you. And Sandra, if folks want to get a hold of Big Brothers Big Sisters, it's simply 412-363-6100,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Or bbsbspittsburgh.org.
Right. And I wanted to add, too, that Big Brothers Big Sisters is participating in the Pittsburgh's Foundation Day of Giving. And that's the one day, and it's actually October the 3rd. It's the one day that you can actually donate to the nonprofit of your choice, and the foundation partially matches the donation. And you can go to www.pittsburghgives. And, you know, if you want to help out our matches, you can select Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. It's pittsburghgives.org. And one of the great things you can do, and Ricky and I do this all the time, is you go to the website and there's a nice little scroll down box, And there are a few hundred different nonprofits there. And you can say, for example, you might say, I'd like to donate $200, and you can allocate it to different nonprofits.
Yes.
So consider Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh when you get a chance to do that. It would be just terrific. Thank you
Absolutely.
For being here.
Thank you.
And Dayree, thank you. I hope you have a good rest of the day. The sun was out for a second, so maybe it'll stay out. And Mike, thanks.
Hey, thank you. I really appreciate it.
Take care. It's now 6 minutes before 11 o'clock outside in Buell Community Park at Allegheny Square.